There had been signs, and it was more a measure of luck than intelligence savvy that Erica Schwartz was able to put them together in time. For instance, the Military Counterintelligence Office, MAD, could easily have left her off the distribution list for their April 17th report on EU-related anomalies, a list they only added her to because they were preparing to ask for the use of an Iranian source in return. When the report came, it would have been easy to miss number 53, an item from Budapest. In fact, she did miss number 53, and her assistant, Oscar Leintz, had to draw her attention to it. He came into her new, large-windowed office on the second floor of the Pulak headquarters of the BND, the German Republic's foreign intelligence agency, slapping the report against his palm. "You saw the bit from Budapest?" She'd been sitting, uncharacteristically, with a salad on her desk, staring out the window where, just over the trees, she could see distant storm clouds. Since her promotion 2 weeks earlier, she still hadn't gotten used to having a view. Her previous office had been on the ground floor. She hadn't gotten used to having resources, nor to the look on people's faces when they walked into her office and shuddered, having forgotten that this obese, ill-humored woman now sat at Teddy Wartmüller's desk. As for poor Teddy, he was in prison.
"Of course I saw the bit from Budapest," she said. "Which bit?"
"You haven't touched that salad."
"Which bit from Budapest, Oscar?"
"Henry Gray."
Of course she'd seen number 53, but she hadn't connected the name because she'd only seen it once before, months ago, on another report from the same source, a journalist named Johann Thüringer. Now, with Oscar's prodding, it returned to her. She opened her copy of the MAD report.
53. JT in Budapest. On the night of 15 April, Henry Gray, American journalist, see ZNBW reports 8/2007 and 12/2007, disappeared. His romantic partner, Susa Pap, Hungarian, insists he was kidnapped. Her suspicion? Either the USA or China. When pressed, though, she refuses to go into details.
Gray is connected to Milo Weaver,
Oscar helpfully reminded, now stroking his thin mustache.
Tangentially, she said,
then noticed that she'd gotten some Caesar dressing on the report. She remembered Thüringer's observations from 8/2007 and 12/2007. In August, he reported that Mr. Gray had been thrown off the terrace of his Budapest apartment and was in a coma. The December report noted that Gray had woken in the hospital and eventually disappeared on his own. Soon afterward, an AP stringer named Milo Weaver had arrived asking questions about him. Gray had so far eluded the man, until now, at least. She put in a call to a friend in the Hungarian National Security Office, the NBH, but there was no record of Gray leaving the country. There was, however, an old woman's bedroom window eyewitness report of someone matching Gray's description being stuffed, dazed, perhaps drugged, by an Asian, Chinese, into the back of a BMW on Sas Utka, a 5-minute walk from Gray's apartment. Though the witness didn't understand a word, she recognized English being spoken. It was through another friend, Adrien Lambert, in the French DGSE, that Erica learned that on the same night as the supposed abduction, at Budapest Ferienc Terminal 1, someone in a plexiglass-covered stretcher had been loaded into a private twin-engine plane. The aircraft was registered to a Romanian company called Trans Express SRL, a known CIA front. Passengers weren't listed, and while its destination was noted as Ruzinia Prague Airport, there was no record of it ever landing there. Henry Gray had, in a bureaucratic sense, disappeared from the face of the earth. The little mystery gave her an itch, and she called Cologne and asked MAD for direct contact with Johann Thuringer. Their immediate yes was a shock. Life on the ground floor, with requests taking weeks to be summarily refused, had steeled her for rejection. Acceptance simply wasn't part of her worldview. So, giddy with power, she talked to Thuringer on a secure line to the Budapest embassy on Sunday, April 20th. As per instructions from Mad, he had stayed most of the previous night with Susa Papp, who, after enough drinks and terrified rants about how no one could be trusted, finally began to open up. She did not open up completely, he admitted, but along the line, one name slipped out. Rick.
It's not a secret, I guess, Pop had told him. Not anymore. Henry worked with a Chinese spy named Rick. Spent an entire month with him. But in the end...
In the end, what?
Erica asked.
Well, in the end she fell asleep. What I can piece together is that the CIA actually was after Henry because of this Chinese Rick. However, they left him alone for the past month, so why take him now? That's what Susa wondered. In the end, she believes the Chinese took him. I do too.
Because of the Trans-Express plane, Erica doubted that was true, but she didn't bother to correct him, partly because she didn't want to share with someone who would quickly report it back to another agency, and partly because of Andrei Stănescu. 3 weeks ago, Stănescu had flown to Brooklyn, New York, to shoot a man named Milo Weaver, payback for the death of his 15-year-old daughter, Adriana. Andre had been helped in his endeavor by a Chinese man named Rick, or, more properly, Xin Zhu. When names connect so flagrantly, it pays to sit up and take notice.